This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Officials in southern Afghanistan confirmed Sunday that an overnight rocket attack by Taliban insurgents damaged the runway at Kandahar Airport, forcing suspension of all flights. The attack occurred during ongoing fierce clashes between Afghan security forces and the Taliban in Kandahar and the city of Lashkar Gah, the capital of Helmand province. Afghan authorities said several rockets struck the airport and all flights out of the country's second largest city have been halted until the runway is repaired. A Taliban spokesman told VOA that fighter aircraft were using the Kandahar airport for launching strikes against the Taliban and also civilian homes in the area. Senior Afghan military and police officials in Helmand told VOA that overnight airstrikes killed more than 50 Taliban fighters in Lashkar Gah, and clearing operations were underway in parts of the city. In recent days, the Taliban have staged major assaults on Kandahar, Lashkar Gah, and Herat, the capital of the western Herat province. Both of the warring sides routinely inflate their battlefield gains, which are difficult to verify because of a lack of independent sources in the Afghan conflict zones. Security conditions have deteriorated across Afghanistan since May the 1st, when the United States and NATO allies, after a 20-year presence, began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country. Niger's defense ministry said Sunday that 15 soldiers were killed as a result of an ambush in southwestern Niger a day earlier. The defense ministry blamed the attack on what it called armed terrorist groups. The ministry said late Sunday that assailants ambushed a supply mission in Torodi commune, after which soldiers evacuating the wounded hit an improvised explosive device. VOA News. Government supporters rallied in several Brazilian cities on Sunday to call for changes in the country's electronic voting system, as far-right President Jair Bolsonaro warned in a message broadcast to the protesters that elections will not be held next year if, in his words, they are not clean and democratic. He also said, "People who say electronic voting is safe and subject to audits are liars." Bolsonaro has increasingly insisted on the adoption of practices such as printed ballots that can be audited. Brazil's top electoral court and members of its Supreme Court say there has been no fraud in the electronic voting system, which they say is efficient and can be audited. At least five people, including three Hezbollah members, were killed south of Beirut Sunday in Lebanon when a funeral procession was ambushed, this according to a Lebanese security source who spoke to AFP. Several people were wounded in an exchange of shots fired between members of the Lebanese Shiite group and Sunni residents. The source said the funeral was for a Hezbollah man killed the night before. A military source told AFP the army had deployed in force to the area and sent reinforcements. Tunisia's President Kais Saied said in a video published by his office on Sunday that there were contacts with friendly countries to cut the country's financial deficit. He did not, however, give details. Tunisia's fiscal deficit and public debt both grew sharply last year as a result of the pandemic, and the government has been in negotiations with the International Monetary Fund for a deal for a loan. The International Olympic Committee has said it is monitoring the situation surrounding a Belarusian Olympic athlete who accused her coaches of trying to remove her from the Tokyo Games after she criticized them on social media. Sprinter Kristina Szymanowska sought the protection of Japanese police at Haneda Airport on Sunday. She said she was being sent back to Belarus against her wishes. Szymanowska has alleged on social media that she was entered into the women's 400-meter relay event on July 29th at short notice by Belarusian officials. The decision came after some team members were found ineligible to compete. Szymanowska was due to compete in the women's 200-meter event on Monday, but the athlete said her coaching staff ordered her to pack her bags and took her to the airport. The Belarusian Olympic Committee said in a statement that Szymanowska withdrew from the games on the advice of doctors concerned about her, quote, emotional and psychological state. Several hours later, Szymanowska said she was safe and under police protection in Japan. VOA News.